All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here. Sorry I'm late, Joystick, but we're back. And we've got Ripples. We're just going to be a little later than normal, but we're going to do both Ripples and a tournament, and then I'm going to bed. Very upset because I've had a lot of audio problems, and they all stem from a little setting in the registry that the NVIDIA audio drivers didn't bother to fix. So I'm going to be writing NVIDIA a scathing email, pretty much telling them why the hell don't you fix this. Basically, their audio latency is set to weird numbers, and it causes problems with the card. So you have to basically change them in the registry, and you have to do it every time you install a brand new update to your NVIDIA card. Every time you get a new driver update, you have to change the values or you're going to have the same problems. And they can be really bad, by the way. So I managed to fix them, and I'm glad. Alright, so let's get started. 1999. Is this really happening? Am I dreaming? Am I still lying on the ground inside the power plant, waiting to wake up? Doesn't feel like a dream. Usually when I'm dreaming, I don't question whether I'm dreaming or not. I have an idea. I'll jump off something big and I should wake up before I hit the ground. That always wakes me up when I'm dreaming. A tree. You look for a tree to climb. I hope no one is looking outside their window right now. They might think I'm a pervert trying to spy on someone. Or just some weirdo climbing trees at night. My foot is a little sore, so I need to be careful. I should try to land on the grass just in case I'm not dreaming. This is pretty high up. Not high enough that I'll hurt myself, but it should definitely wake me up if I'm dreaming. Oh, shit! Ugh. God damn it, I'm still here. And my foot hurts even more. Fuck! That was a dumb idea. Okay, I need to rest for a second, and then I'm going back to that fucking power plant. Try to get myself back somehow. Seems like that high-tech machine in the power plant and Darcy's phone call triggered it, but I'm not positive. Why would a phone call trigger a machine to go off? Some kind of radio waves? 5G, maybe? I don't know. This is unbelievable. I need to try not to freak out. Ugh, I need to stay calm. This is really scary. This might be fun if I came here willingly and knew how to get back. It's like I'm in a movie. What if I'm stuck here forever? Is this what happened to Dad? Could he be alive? What about Tiffany's sister, Jenny? Hey, what the hell are you doing out here? Fuck. Oh, I was just... Shit, I don't know what to say. Did she see me climb the tree? Jenny looks at the broken tree branch. Is she gonna hit me with that bat? Should I book it out of here? I need to calm her down so she doesn't try to call the cops on me. Getting locked up in the past is the last thing I need. So that's what I heard. Are you some kind of pervert that sits in trees and spies on girls? Where are the binoculars at? Or did Eric send you over to spy on Tiffany again? Eric? No! Then what were you doing? Think. Okay, if this doesn't work, I'm taking off. You stand up slowly and get ready to run, but Jenny's still in home run mode. Don't move! Stop, don't hit me! I don't know who Eric is! Then explain yourself. I was getting chased by a dog. It started running after me, so I quickly climbed up the closest tree. I don't see a dog. Man, what's up with her? Give me a break already. That's because it ran away when I fell out of the tree. The fallen branch must have scared it. Plus, if I wanted to spy on someone, wouldn't I pick a tree closer to the house? Like that one over there? I guess that does make sense. And I don't think I've ever seen you around, Eric. That's because I don't know Eric and I don't go around peeping on girls. That bad old Eric. Peeping on those girls. Unless they were in my house dancing to I'm Too Sexy in Their Underwear or whatever that song is called. Did you just move here? I'm sure I would have remembered a guy like you living around here. It's probably best if I say I'm not from around here. That way she can't catch me in a lie. I'm from Wyndon. I got kicked out of my house and was trying to find my friend's house, but can't remember which one it is. Wyndon is about 20 minutes away, and she probably doesn't know that many people from here. Well, why don't you call him then? I lost my phone when I got kicked out. There were cell phones in 99, right? Shit, I'm not even sure. You can use mine. I just got the new Nokia phone. It's really cool. Haha, that phone is crap. I feel bad for people in 99. Hey, we like our dinosaur phones. No, that's okay. I don't remember his number by heart, so it wouldn't matter anyway. Thanks for trying to help, though. Oh, I have an idea. What's his name? Maybe I know him. Ugh, this is exhausting. I should have come up with a different story. What does she have? Why does she have to be so helpful? It doesn't seem like she thinks I'm spying on girls anymore, so I should probably leave soon. Michael DeSanta. Nope, doesn't ring a bell. Honestly, I would chill in 99. Just say the heck with the rest of it. I mean, I already know. Hey, Limp Bizkit's popular. Korn. Got all these bands like that. Tool, they're about to come out with Letter Alice. You know all the things, but you can't say nothing, right? Because you don't want to spoil it for anybody. You just what do you do on September 11th? Nothing. You fucking don't say a word. You chill. Because the minute somebody knows that you know something, the government's going to be questioning you left and right. So you just chill, and you enjoy the awesomeness of 1999. Being able to live it again. That would be great. So many great games came out. Still had a whole, 2 great years of the internet before things went to kind of crap. It's different. Anyway, nope, doesn't ring a bell. That's because that game hasn't come out yet. What game was this? Oh, right. Don't worry about it. I'll figure something out. I'll get out of your hair now. Thanks for trying to help. You turn around and start to limp away. Hold on. Basically, you gotta go over to... Who was the team? Okay, guys. You guys are making this game called Duke Nukem Forever, right? Okay, so here's the thing. You need to stay with the current build. I know you want to change with the technology, but you need to just stick with the current build. Trust me on this, guys. Don't make people wait, because it's not going to be worth it. That's the only freaking piece of advice I'd ever give. That way Duke Nukem games would continue to be made for at least a little while longer. Jenny runs over to you, trying to catch up. Yeah? You can rest in the garage if you leave early in the morning. You shouldn't be walking around on a hurt ankle like that. I can get some ice to put on it. Then you can rest and let it get better. Really? You just met me and you're gonna let me sleep in your garage? Well, I feel bad. My sister got kicked out once and I was so worried the whole time. And you don't seem like a bad guy. I will lock the door just in case, so you'll only have access to the garage. I need to go back to the power plant, but she's right. My foot is killing me, my head hurts, my body is sore, and I'm exhausted. Wait. Now that I think about it, I could get to know her better and try to convince her not to work at the power plant. Fuck! Maybe I can save Dad too. I don't know if it works that way or if I can change anything at all, but maybe I was sent back here for a reason. It's worth a shot. I can always go back to the power plant in the morning. Is everything okay? Yeah, I was just thinking about what you said. What about your parents? They're not going to come out to the garage in the middle of the night? It's only my dad here. He's an alcoholic, and once he passes out, he ain't waking up for a long time. He doesn't drive anymore because he's always drunk. My sister hid his keys to prevent him from getting into an accident, so he no longer goes into the garage anyway. It's pretty sad. Tiffany never talks about her parents, and now I see why. What about your sister? You don't have to worry about her. I'll set my alarm and wake you before anyone gets up. So you don't think I'm a pervert anymore? There's nothing wrong with being a pervert. I just thought you might be one of Eric's friends spying on my sister again. Eric, I wonder if that's Jessica's father. I don't know anything about a real father besides Jessica saying that he's a piece of shit. Who is Eric? Eric's my sister's ex-boyfriend. He's been trying to win her back and has been caught spying on her several times now. And it's gotten worse lately, so that's why I thought you might be one of Eric's friends. But enough about all that drama. Let's go in the garage. It's getting late, and I need to go sleep soon. Or I need to go to sleep soon. Are you gonna put down that baseball bat? Yeah, I will. That's a nice ride. Yeah, it's really fast. You can see why my sister hid the keys. And my dad drives like a maniac. That's just bad news waiting to happen. Sorry if I'm keeping you up. I don't even know what time it is right now. It's around 1 in the morning, but it's all right. With college and work, I'm used to not getting much sleep. Stay right here. I'll be right back. I'll go get you some ice and something to sleep on. Okay, thanks. Jenny goes back into the house and you take a seat in a chair. This is a fucked up situation I've gotten myself in. I really hope there's a way I can get back to 2019. Ugh, I'm so exhausted now. Are you sure? Like, honestly, I don't think I would go back to 2019. 5 minutes later, Jenny comes back. Here, I brought you a couple of things. I got a sleeping bag, a pillow, and some ice for your ankle. It's actually my foot that hurts, but thanks a lot. I didn't expect any of this. You're a very nice person, you know that? She has that loving, helping, caring personality, just like Tiffany. As long as you don't get on her bad side, it seems. Then you might have a baseball bat coming your way. Well, if I were in your position, I'd hope someone would help me. And I hope you'll remember this and care for someone else in the future. Being nice is contagious, so no problem at all. I'm glad I can help. That's a nice way of putting it. You seem like a very mature person. Come, sit down. I'll put this on your foot. So what's your name, or do you want me to just call you Mr. Pervert? So you do still think I'm a pervert? Relax, I'm only kidding. And I never called you a pervert until now. I was just worried you were trying to spy on my sister. My name is Grim, not Mr. Pervert. Nice to officially meet you, Grim. I'm Jenny. Nice to meet you too, Jenny. So when did you get what did you do to get kicked out of your house? I should have seen this question coming. I went somewhere I shouldn't have and did something foolish. Sorry, I'm asking too many personal questions. You don't need to tell me anything. I hope your parents or whoever you live with forgives you and lets you come back home soon. I hope so too. Hey, everyone makes mistakes. You'll learn from this and get back on your feet in no time. Thanks for the encouragement. I didn't know Jenny that well before she passed away, but this Jenny is a very nice person. It's such a shame what happened to her. I should ask about her career before she goes back inside. I don't know when she starts working at the power plant, but according to Tiffany's story, maybe a couple of years from now. So you said you needed to go to sleep soon. Do you need to go to college, work, or something like that in the morning? Yeah, I go to Riverside Community College. I know it's not the best college. I kind of screwed up my chances of getting a scholarship for a nice college. You know, mistakes and all. What are you going to school for? Science and engineering. Nerdy stuff. Aha. Nothing wrong with that. What about you? You go to Mount Mary's College? That's over there by Wyndon, isn't it? She thinks I'm in college, I guess. I'll just go along with what she said. Yeah, computer science. That's what I plan to go to college for anyway. Oh, so you're kind of nerdy just like me. Yeah, I guess I am. So what kind of place would you work at with a degree in science and engineering? Oh, I don't know. Somewhere I can create something innovative or something that will help people. I always wanted to design robots or machines for some big company. That sounds interesting. Just don't work at the power plant. I heard it's a very dangerous place to work. I need to try to really scare her without sounding weird or controlling. Oh, okay, I'll keep that in mind. Besides, you don't want to risk being exposed to radiation and dying an early death from cancer, right? Yeah, that doesn't sound like a place I'd want to work. Great, sounds like she doesn't want to work there. I can't wait till I graduate, and I can get away from my drunk-ass dad. He's been pissing me off lately. Treats me like a little kid still. I'm sorry to hear that. Maybe you could try to get him some help. Psh, we've already tried that a couple of times. He usually isn't that bad, but lately he's been super pissed off because he just found out that my sister is pregnant. Oh, she must be pregnant with Jessica. That makes sense. So Tiffany should also be in college in 99, if I remember correctly. Hey, you said you like computers, right? Yeah, of course. Want to see my laptop I got a few months ago? I saved up forever to get it. Sure. If her phone is anything to go by, I don't think I'm going to be impressed, but it's still interesting to see how much tech has evolved. Stay put and I'll go grab it. These were the old laptops that were heavy as shit, guys. They're like weights. Don't worry, it's not like I have anywhere else to go right now. Oh yeah, be right back. Jenny rushes back into the house to grab her laptop. Here she is. Take a look at this beauty. Yep. They were heavy. That thing is thick. I need to act enthusiastic and not like someone who spoiled the technology from 2019. Oh, nice. Yeah, she's not the most powerful thing on the market, but she can do all the things I need her to. Most of my games run pretty well. Only the newest games lag a bit. I need to get something like this. I only have a desktop. I have a desktop too, but since getting this, I don't use that much anymore. What games do you like to play? Oh, there's so many I like. Recent ones I've been playing are like SimCity 3000, Half-Death, MoonCraft, Last Fantasy VII, and ForeverQuest. So, SimCity 3000, Half-Life, MoonCraft, StarCraft, Final Fantasy VII, and EverQuest. But I still like to play some of the older ones, like Myst, Dune, and Duke Nukem. I do know some of those games. I remember Dad playing Doom. Doom and Half-Life when I was a kid. Still a little surprised that she likes games like that. I think it's awesome, though. Oh, yeah, you named some great games. You have excellent taste. Thank you. Go ahead, load one up and try it out if you want. Most of them should be on the desktop. Might be a little hard without a mouse on some games. I forgot to bring that out, but whatever. Okay, why not? Hell yeah! I will try Doom, because I know I've played that before. Don't want to embarrass myself too much. Knee deep in the dead. Dun, 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 dun. It's been a while since I played this. Just put it on I'm Too Young to Die or Hey Not Too Rough. Okay, I'm good on Ultraviolence, but I'm not good on Nightmare. I could go through all three episodes on the Super Nintendo version of Doom on Ultraviolence. Now, I've gotten really good. I actually posted some of my stuff here on the channel. There was one where I was playing Doom. So I'm not a terrible Doom player, but I'm not the best either. Okay, just don't make fun of me. I'm still terrible at it. If I'm still terrible at it. This sure does bring back memories. Oh yeah, this is fun. I can just put in the God mode code if you want. It's literally God, right? Or IDKFA? Nah, that's okay. No fun that way. IDDQD? I can't remember all the codes. You missed the room on the left side. There's a bunch of goodies in there. Yep, you sure did. Like more health and ammo, which you need right now. Yep. Okay, I'll head back there in a second. I'll stop being an over-the-shoulder gamer. It's all good. Be careful in this room. Maybe try to draw some of them out before going in there. Oh, yeah. I really know this game, guys. I think I need a better weapon. This pistol just isn't cutting it. Yeah, you can do some damage with that pistol. They're all grunts. Boom, boom, boom. That's it. I told you to head back to that room you missed. It's not going to be in that section. That looks like level 3. Damn, I forgot. Watch out for that. Shit, I died. I don't remember that room. Ha ha. Maybe that was the end level when I don't remember there being that many grunts in there. There's supposed to be like a couple of grunts and two imps at the end of that area. That's the hangar. Don't worry, not everyone is an excellent gamer like I am. Yeah, okay, let's see you give it a shot then. Hand it over then. Watch and learn. You think you're hot shit now, huh? I know I am. Oh, she's gonna go on Nightmare. Nightmare is BS because the enemies can respawn. Stop trying to show off. You can't play on Nightmare. Whatever, don't believe me. You'll see soon enough. Now, first of all, you missed a shotgun. That was your first mistake. Yeah? Second, you also missed the armor. Remember the armor's out there in that pool. You can see it from the window. Third, always keep moving. Don't stay in the same spot for too long and don't always go in a straight line. Damn, she's an expert at the game. Totally embarrassing me. Holy crap, how's she getting the Kenka demons that fast? They're There's no cake of demons in... well, maybe in the nightmare mode there is. Reminds me of Darcy, who's also super good at games. Okay, you're just showing off now. Nah, this is just another day at the office for me. But don't get too down on yourself. I play this all the time. I was terrible at this game when I first started. Yeah, me too. I remember when I was young and I was first gonna try out Inferno. So I tried Inferno, and of course, you know, there's guys surrounding you, right? So you have to shoot them real fucking quick because all you have is a pistol. And of course, I died like a million times before I just got good and started boom, 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 boom. And then they raise you up on that platform. I remember that. You said you haven't played in a long time, so it's understandable. Yeah, I barely remember anything. Here, you can try another game if you want. If you don't try to embarrass me again, I'll try one more game. I promise I won't. You look around the screen for the next game to try. What's in this other games folder? Leisure Suit Larry! BDSM Beauties. BDSM Beauties? I'm trying to figure out what game that could be. And come on... stop! Give me that! Whoa! Damn it, I don't want him to know how much of a pervert I am. Leisure Suit Larry? Come on now! Love the Leisure Suit Larry games. This is the first time a boy came over here that wasn't here for Tiffany, and I don't want to ruin it. I'm not sure if he's into those types of games, so maybe I should come up with an excuse why those are on my laptop. Because they're fun, and they're funny. They're all funny. The Leisure Suit Larry games are freaking hilarious. Al Lowe is, he's a hell of a comedian. Sorry, I didn't mean to yell at you. You're not gonna go grab the baseball bat again, are you? No, of course not. I just forgot those were on there. Those are just games my friend Chloe put on there. I don't play them or anything like that. She doesn't seem like the type that would play games like that, but I don't know. I've been surprised before. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. It's not like I care anyway. Those games are probably nothing compared to the games I play. Maybe I can tell her I also like to play adult games. Yeah. Hey, don't worry about it. I know how perverted friends can be. The only thing my friend Brad talks about is sex. Yep, that's the same way Chloe is. Even if those were your games, there's nothing wrong with that. You're an adult and adults like games like that. Exactly! I know I've played my fair share of games with adult content. I'm not ashamed to admit it. Still not sure if I believe her. Why didn't she just delete them afterwards? He plays games like that too? Shit. Probably didn't need to lie to him then. Now I feel bad for lying. He's such a nice and cute guy, and I'm already screwing this up. Ah! I'll be honest. I do like those kinds of games too, and I also want to do those types of things. It's just, I don't know, a nerdy girl like me doesn't get the chance to play much, if that makes any sense. I'm sorry. I'm the one that's embarrassed now. Hey, don't be like that. I mentioned Rance, but the Rance games weren't even in English. Like... they were still all in Japanese around this time. And they were still working on the older titles. Hey, don't be like that. Everyone likes those kinds of things. Some people just... excuse me, guys. Some people like them more. I'm sure you'll get plenty of opportunities to have new experiences. You need to stop thinking of yourself as a nerdy girl and just be the person you want to be. Yeah, I think you're right. Thank you, Grim. I'll try to be the person that I want to be. Good. I should get to bed. I need to get up early for college. Yeah, I'm exhausted. Thank you for all your help. Oh, I don't mind helping you out. And I should also thank you for giving me some good advice. You gave me a lot to think about. Strange man from the future. And, I mean, the clothes would be a dead giveaway, wouldn't they? Good night, Mr. Pervert. Good night. Man, I really hope I'm not stuck here, and I hope I can save their lives. I wonder if I'm missing in 2019. If I ever manage to go back, will I return at the same time I left? That's a scary thought. I need to stop thinking like that and be optimistic instead. Hopefully tomorrow would be a better day. Yeah. Dad, why are you dressed all funny? Haha, you like it? You look silly. Good, that's what I'm going for. You see, when I first met Tiffany and Jenny, I could tell when they were having a bad day at work or got into a fight with their father. So to cheer them up, I'd dress up in a funny or silly costume and I'd surprise them. I'd dress up as something different every time, and it would always make them smile or laugh. Today, Tiffany had a bad day at work, so when she walks through the door, we're gonna start dancing. Dad, I want to dress up funny too. Aha, that's a good idea. We'll try to find you something for you in a minute. We still have a few hours before she gets here. Yay! So what do you think? You think she'll get a laugh out of this? Aha, yeah. What are you supposed to be anyway? I really don't know. I don't have any costumes that I haven't already surprised her with. So I just threw something together this time. You look like Michael Jackson. Aha! Yeah, I can see that with the jacket and gloves. I was thinking more like the Village People myself. Speaking of music, how about we throw a record on? Throw it on, Dad. Any requests? Hold on. I think I know what to put on. I used to put this album on when you were a baby to stop you from crying and help you go to sleep. It worked every time. I do not know what that album is. Oh, I do like that one. Yeah, like father, like son. All right, sing it with me now. You and your father sing the song together. Sleepy time and I lie with love by my side. Now wakes the owl, now sleeps the swan. Behold the dream is gone. I don't know what this is. Ah! Daddy! It's okay, son. This is only a dream. You'll soon wake up from the nightmare. No, Dad, this is not a dream. You'll wake up from this never-ending deja vu and make everything right again. No! Now, wake up, son, wake up! Time to wake up! Hey, it's time to get up! Wakey, wakey, Mr. Pervert! What the fuck? Huh? I hate those fucking nightmares. It's been years since I had one. It always starts with great memories of Dad, then turns dark out of nowhere. You finally notice that Jenny's sitting on top of you. Come on, sleepyhead. I need to get you out of here before my sister gets up. I'm up! But you're, sitting on me. She's sitting on top of my morning wood and it's starting to hurt. Oops, I was just trying to wake him up in a playful way, but then I felt his hard dick. Better hurry up and get off of him. Oh! Sorry, just wanted to, make sure you were getting up. What's up with her? She's acting strange. Oh, I see. That little pervert. I know she felt my morning wood when she was on top of me, and she was sitting there before I woke up and didn't move until I said something. I think I misjudged this nerdy girl. I have some clothes for you. The ones you have on, they need to be washed. After being in that stinky power plant and crawling around, I'd agree. I hope they fit. I stole them from my dad. I think he's about the same size. Oh, thanks. Yeah, there's a big sink over there if you want to clean up a little. I brought you some shampoo, soap, and a towel. Okay, I get the hint. I smell. It's not that bad. It reminds me of when my dad used to come home from work before he got fired. I didn't even notice until I told you good night, but I thought you would like to freshen up a little anyway. Well, thanks, I appreciate it. Make sure you leave in the next 20 minutes and hide everything under the table when you're done, just in case. Okay, I need to go. I think Chloe is here now. If you need to stay here again, come back at night and knock on my window on the left side of my house. Make sure it's not my sister's room. Okay, no problem. Bye, Mr. Pervert. It's Grim! Did she just head-pat me like I'm some kind of anime girl? Not sure how I feel about that. Okay, I need to freshen up and get out of here. You wash up and change your clothes. Not bad, almost a perfect fit. It's a little weird washing up in a sink, but whatever. I feel a lot better now. Okay, before I go back to the power plant, I need to see if I can contact Dad somehow and tell him not to work at the power plant. So in 1999, you think back to when and where your dad would be in 99. In 1999, Dad didn't live in Riverside. He still lived in New Angeles, the city I was born in. So he would be going to college at New Angeles University or just starting to work at the power plant. I'm not sure which one, but it has to be one of the two. We moved around the city a lot when I was a kid, so I have no clue where he lives if he's not at the university. New Angeles is about 45 minutes away. I'll just find a phone and call both places to see which place he's at. I better get out of here before someone finds me. Good thing she didn't go through my wallet while I was sleeping. I don't know how I would have explained my ID cards. I need to be more careful from now on. You hide everything under the table like Jenny told you and leave to find a phone. Here we go. I haven't seen a payphone in a long time. I need to go inside first and get some change. You go inside the store to get some change, but end up buying a phone instead. This is exactly what I need. I forgot all about the calls from Darcy last night. Those calls seem to be the reason that blue glowing things keep showing up. It looks like the same phone that Jenny showed me last night. That birthday cash I recently got came in handy. All the other money that I've been saving is in the bank. There's no way to access that account in 99. I could take this back to the power plant and get someone to call me. I'm sure Jenny would call me if I asked her. But first, I need to figure out where Dad is right now. I thought I could just look up the number on my phone, then I remembered that I'm stuck with this piece of shit phone. Good thing there's a phone book attached to the payphone. Tiffany still has one of these lying around the house from 2009. You look up the number and begin calling the college. It's still early in the morning, hopefully someone picks up. New Angeles University Help Center, how may I assist you? Hi, I'm trying to get a hold of my son. Can you transfer me to his dorm room? Yeah, I can do that, and his name is Stephen Grimm. No problem, sir. Hold for 1 second. Yes, it's working. Shit, what am I supposed to tell him? Damn, I should have thought this through more. Maybe just tell him the truth? Would he believe me? Sir, I'm sorry, there's no student here with that name. No Stephen Grimm? No, sir. Fuck. Okay. Sorry I couldn't help. Is there anything else I can assist you with? No. Okay, sir, you have a nice day. Well, that must be at the power plant, then. You look up the number and begin calling the power plant. GR Waters Power Station, how may I help you? Yeah, I'm trying to get a hold of someone that works there. No problem. Do you know which department? Research and Development. Transferring you now. Thanks. Research and Development. Yeah, may I speak to Stephen Grimm, please? There is no Stephen Grimm here. Fuck! Hold on, let me check the computer. You might have the wrong sector. Okay. Maybe he didn't work in that department yet. This is starting to piss me off. Sorry, sir. Nobody with that name is in the system, but we do have a Stan Grimm in accounting. Motherfucker. Excuse me? Oh, sorry, not you. Thanks for the help. Sorry if he could... This doesn't make sense. If he's not in New Angeles University, he should be working at the power plant. What am I missing? Did he go to another college and I'm just remembering this all wrong? I'll call around to some other colleges and see if I can find him. You call around to different colleges to find your dad's location. Shit, no luck. A couple of them wouldn't even tell me something about privacy concerns. I'm almost positive it was New Angeles University. Fuck this, I'm getting the hell out of here. I shouldn't be messing with time anyway. I need to go find Jenny. I want to get back as soon as possible. She said she goes to Riverside Community College, so maybe I can find her there if I get lucky. Man, I'm so tired of walking around and my foot's still sore. It's a lot better than it was last night, at least. This is the first time I've been in this building, past or present. I have no clue where she could be. I guess I'll peek inside the classrooms or I can wait till the students leave for the next class. Okay, let's have a look around. Don't see her in here. Wonder if Tiffany is also somewhere in here. You continue your search for Jenny. Maybe she already left. Now what do I do? Wait until the night? If I went there now, there's a chance her pissed off father might see me. I don't know. I'm just gonna take a piss and get out of here, I guess. What the fuck? I have so many questions. What is she doing in this restroom? Why is that girl just watching her? And why does she look like... What the fuck? Hold up. Crystal. No, it can't be. Maybe Crystal's mom. Ah, you're right. This is exciting. I don't know how this is supposed to build my confidence, though. Hee-hee, you're not the only one that thinks it's exciting. Huh? Grim? Grim, is this the Mr. Pervert you were just talking about? Yeah, it is. Haha, oh my, you have some timing there, Mr. Pervert. She was just telling me how she wanted to Chloe! Sorry, I thought this was the men's room. Yeah, some prankster keeps switching the signs around. You turn around and head for the door. Jenny, can you come talk to me outside when you're done? Yeah, sure, just give me a second. You leave the bathroom and go to the correct one. I can't believe she was doing that in the bathroom when I first walked in. Anyone could have walked in and seen her. Or maybe that was the point of it. She wanted to do something she would normally never do. Sounds like it was Chloe's idea. Hey, sorry you had to see that. It wasn't what it looked like. I was trying to be brave and do something I normally wouldn't do. Chloe always has these crazy ideas, and I thought it would be exciting to try something different. As if, you're the one that asked me to help you. Don't blame this all on me. And you seem to be enjoying yourself, so my idea must have worked. Well, maybe. You should have stayed, Mr. Pervert. She was doing so well until you walked in on her. She didn't want to continue after that. Even if she denies it, she wanted you to watch, you know. Chloe! Okay, I'm done. So you said you wanted to talk about something? Should I leave? No, you're fine, Crystal. Crystal? Oh, sorry, I meant Chloe. That's okay, I'll be Crystal if you want me to be. I was just wondering if you could call me in 30 minutes. You pause for a second, trying to figure out what to say. I'm trying to test this phone at a certain location, and then I'm going to try to go back home. Yeah, service is so-so in Riverside, but I do get excellent service by my house. There's a cell tower right next to it. So if it's anywhere near the power plant, you should be good to go. There's a good chance that is Crystal's mom, then. Crystal lives pretty close to the power plant. Can you wait until after my next class? The instructor is pretty anal about phones in class. Yeah, that's fine. What time will you be available? About an hour and a half. Okay, that works. What's your number? I'll call you so you'll have mine. Oh, you bought a new phone, I see. My number is 867-5309. 867-5309? Yeah. Area code? 200. Okay, I'm calling you right now. Got it. Okay, I need to go now. The next class is about to start. Alright, no problem. Bye, Grim. Bye, girls. Now, what am I going to do for the next hour and a half? I don't know, but we're going to find out next week when we continue. Alright, guys. See you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more... almost said Eternum. That's next. More Ripples. I'm out.